So I'd like to share with you how the edge came to be to me. In 1985, I was very, very sick with an unknown illness. So my symptoms were an inflamed liver to 3 times its normal size. I was jaundiced, aching everywhere. I had extreme exhaustion, memory lost. I had scrambled brains. I was sensitive to the touch. Nobody could even touch me without me crying. And I had a little girl. I had a little 6-year-old girl. I still have her. My little girl, Shira, only wanted to be held and touched. And she was and still remains the light of my life. Not being able to pick her up and hold her broke my heart and forced me to start thinking about using this energy around me that I could see to maybe try to touch her. Because I couldn't physically touch her. It was too painful for me. And so I reached through the wall to her bedroom where I could hear her playing. And I pushed this energy, this intense energy around me. I pushed it through the wall and I reached out my hand. I remember reaching my hand out and just stroking the back of her head. And she had this mess of curly, matted hair. And I stroked her hair, her little Rastafari hair. And she screamed, "Mom!" And I went, "Yeah." And she came running into the room. "Did you touch me, Mom? Did you touch me? I felt you touch me. Did you? How did you do that? Did you touch me?" And it turned out that she could feel my intention to touch her. So, of course, she took off. She ran into the backyard screaming the whole way, "Can you touch me in the backyard?" And I reached my hand through the wall, through the kitchen, out the window, into the backyard where the grass was taller than she was, and I touched her head. She screamed, "I feel it!" and came running in the house, ran into her father's office, skid under his desk, and said, "Can you touch me here?" And I touched her. I felt her head again. "I can feel it!" And then she ran down the hall into the bathroom. "I have to pee!" And she peed. And she said, "Can you touch me?" I touched her head again. "I can feel you!" She ran all over the house. And then she finally came in the bedroom where I was still laying in bed, put her hand on her hip and said, "I'm done playing this game, Mommy." And went back into her bedroom. And I lay there stunned at what had happened, what I had done. And I started to think about it. Now, I was not naive to the magic of the sacred and to the mystical events that occur in a life. But I was shocked at age 35 when I experienced for the first time my ability to use my sacred anatomy to do something. Because by then I had realized that what I saw around people and saw around myself when I looked in the mirror and when I looked at my arm, what it was an anatomy because it was very consistent. It was always the same. It looked like me, it looked like you, it looked like all of us, and each one of us had the same thing around us. So there was this consistency there. And I kept thinking, I can't be making this up because it's so consistent. And now here there was an experience where I actually used it. So here's what I learned. I learned that understanding this anatomy meant that I could move it and I could interact with it. And you know what? I learned over time that this could be done consciously. And you know what? You have this capacity. You have this capacity too. The ordinary discovery leads to an extraordinary work, and something that I have shared with thousands of people, and I can now share with you.